Okay, let's unpack this. You know, finding comfort, finding security, it's something we all look for, right? Especially when things feel, well, unstable. And today we're embarking on this really fascinating deep dive. We're looking into how a specific spiritual text is interpreted to offer exactly that, found comfort and, yeah, a real sense of security. We're drawing our insights from the Faith Beams GP podcast. It's episode 4, called Covered by His Feathers, Shielded by God's Faithfulness. Now, this episode is actually part of a much bigger series, a 16-parter, all focusing on Psalm 91. So our mission here basically is to dissect how this podcast episode interprets one specific verse, Psalm 91, verse 4. That's the one. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. We really want to pull out the key images, the core insights it presents to its audience, which is pretty global, Guyana, New York City, all over.
And what's immediately interesting, I think, is how the source just dives right in. It breaks that verse down into three core images, really vivid ones. You've got the feathers and wings. They frame that as intimacy, closeness. Then there's refuge, which they describe as like a safe zone right in the middle of the chaos. And finally, the shield and rampart. That's all about strength, defense, you know, security. It really sets the stage for exploring protection and God's presence in a very tangible way.
That is a powerful framework to start with, and the episode, it jumps right into this idea of the power of divine covering. It really emphasizes that in this view, God isn't just watching pain happen. No, it says God hovers over your soul like a mother eagle over her young. And then this very direct statement, you are not exposed, you are covered. That's pretty unambiguous, isn't it?
It really is very direct. And they back this up by bringing in Isaiah 31:5. Like birds hovering overhead, the Lord Almighty will shield Jerusalem. He will shield it and deliver it. He will pass over it and will rescue it. So you see, that scripture paints this picture of God actively stepping in, actively protecting. It reinforces that this covering isn't passive, it's dynamic.
Yeah, active intervention. And it's interesting how personal they make it feel too. The podcast asks listeners straight up, do you feel spiritually naked or
Sorry.
maybe emotionally uncovered or just, you know, tired from trying to protect yourself? And then comes this really intimate invitation, come under my wings. How do they make that language work for, well, potentially a very diverse audience?
That's a good point. I think what they do is lean heavily on those really universal human feelings, vulnerability, the need for safety. We all get that. And they bridge the gap between the abstract idea and, well, real life,
Yeah.
using these quite powerful stories, like the one about Alejandro. He's a security guard in Bogota, Colombia, and they describe his job as, you know, genuinely dangerous. Night shifts, dark alleys, constant risk. So Alejandro, the story goes, started praying Psalm 91 every single time he clocked in, whispering specifically, cover me with your feathers, Lord, make me invisible to danger.
Wow. Make me invisible to danger. That's
Oh.
potent. So what happened?
The podcast recounts this one night where he apparently narrowly missed being robbed by 15 seconds, just missed it. And his coworker even said something like, someone must be watching over you. And the podcast uses this to say, look, this isn't superstition. It's a spiritual reality. It's a very vivid example they use to show this divine covering in action right there on the street.
Okay, so that sets up the idea of covering. Where do they go next?
Right. So from the idea of covering, they zoom in on the specifics. They get into what God's feathers represent. And they explain that, biblically speaking, feathers mean comfort, warmth, being close, and crucially, protection that touches you. It's direct.
That's a lovely image, actually. Comfort, warmth, and they use the analogy of a bird covering her young, right?
Exactly. The podcast points out how she warms them, hides them, shields them from danger, from predators. It's a very primal image of care, isn't it? Taps into that deep need for protection we all have.
Definitely.
And they connect this to Deuteronomy 32:11. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them aloft. But here's a key point they make. God's feathers are not symbolic. They're spiritual armor. That's the claim. It's not just poetry. It's presented as an active protective force.
Spiritual armor. Okay. And they illustrate that with another story.
Yes, with Simone from Trinidad and Tobago, San Fernando specifically, a single mother. The podcast describes her going through a really rough season, facing eviction with her kids, couldn't sleep, just desperate. And one night, she apparently just cried out, God, cover me, I have nothing left.
Oh, you can just feel that desperation.
Absolutely. And the story continues. She opens her Bible, finds Psalm 91:4, and feels, quote, this strange peace wrap around me like a blanket.
A strange peace, like a blanket. That's powerful imagery right there.
It is. And then the podcast says the very next day, a friend who apparently didn't even know the details of her situation sent enough money for 3 months' rent.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. And the friend apparently said, God told me to cover you today.
Okay.
So the podcast concludes, that's what it means to live under his feathers. It connects the spiritual comfort directly to tangible, practical help, emotional peace, and financial rescue, side by side.
So from that intimate covering, those feathers, where does the verse take us next, according to the podcast?
Well, that sets up the second half of the verse perfectly. His faithfulness is your shield and rampart. And they're careful to distinguish the two. A shield, they explain, protects you from direct attacks, things coming right at you.
Okay, like personal defense.
Right.
Right.
Whereas a rampart, that's more like a surrounding wall, an external fortified defense system.
So two layers of protection?
Exactly. And they make it personal again. God shields you from what's coming head on, and he builds walls of faith around what you can't even see yet.
Ah, so immediate protection and also protection from unseen threats. That's comprehensive.
Very. And they link this to Psalm 28.7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. Reinforcing that trust aspect.
And there's another case study here too, right? From Guyana.
Yes, Rajiv. From the Essequibo region. He works in agriculture. And the story goes there was a severe storm, but his farm was the only one untouched. His crops were completely spared.
And the connection to the psalm.
Rajiv apparently had prayed Psalm 91.4 over our land that week.
So a direct link is drawn there.
Absolutely. The podcast quotes him saying, the other farmers called it luck. I call it God's rampart.
God's rampart.
Yeah. And then the podcast adds this broader point. When his faithfulness surrounds your life, you don't have to panic about what surrounds your nation. It extends the idea of security beyond just personal circumstances.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting putting it all together. We've basically just walked through this incredibly personal yet global interpretation of one single verse and seen how these really specific images, feathers, wings, shields, ramparts, are used to paint a picture of total protection, total presence.
Yeah, and if you step back and look at the bigger picture, this podcast source provides a really vivid framework for its listeners. It helps them visualize how these divine qualities like faithfulness and care are believed to show up in very real, tangible ways. I mean, from keeping someone safe in a dangerous job.
Like Alejandra.
Exactly. To providing money when someone's about to be evicted. Right. And even protecting property like Rajiv's farm. It really shows how a sacred text gets interpreted to offer comfort and, yeah, security against all sorts of vulnerabilities in life.
And another thing I found insightful was how the podcast itself wraps up. It doesn't just explain, it gives listeners things to do. It actually ends with these clear, actionable steps. Things like pray Psalm 91.4 over yourself and your household each morning.
Uh-huh. Practical application.
Or picture yourself sitting under God's wings during stressful moments. Even write out the words, his faithfulness is my shield, and place it somewhere visible.
Yeah, that really demonstrates how deeply they intend for this interpretation to be woven into the fabric of daily life for their audience. It's not just intellectual. It's meant to be lived.
Absolutely. So thinking about all this, this deep dive into one specific spiritual viewpoint, it really raises a question for all of us, doesn't it? How do you find that sense of refuge, that feeling of unwavering security when you're navigating uncertainty or feeling vulnerable? What are the frameworks, the traditions, the philosophies that offer that kind of grounding in your own life? Something to think about. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep making those surprising connections.